glad to have you with me. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget? Welcome to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM, your campus and community voice from Simon Fraser University, where we have the distinct privilege of broadcasting on the unceded ancestral territories of the Hulkmeenam and Squamish-speaking people. I'm Robin, and I am your English-speaking host for the program. Started off with a band, Rube and Rake, and their song Crying from Leaving with Nothing. And the other day, maybe even last week, on Friday, I happened to be in the other studio here at the station and just glanced down into a bin of CDs that is waiting for reshelving. And there was Rube and Rake just lying there on top of the pile. And I'd kind of forgotten about those guys and how great that album was. So nice to revisit something that I had forgotten about, and maybe an introduction to a band that you are unawares, or maybe it's a revisit for you as well, and you'll dig it out of the music pile and plug it in. Lots of fairly new stuff on the playlist today, and yeah, we're going to just go a little up and down in terms of tempo and some pacing and what feels really old-timey and what feels more bluegrassy, and of course visit some really great instrumentals that I'm excited to share as well. So we're going to start off this next set with Layla McCalla. There was a collection of Black singer-songwriters and musical talents that got together and recorded some songs of Alice Randall, who was a Black woman, American singer-songwriter, quite seminal and a real inspiration to a lot of artists. And they recorded an album in tribute to Alice Randall called My Black Country. And we're going to hear Small Towns from that album. This is, again, Layla McCalla here on Roots and Berries.
Small towns are smaller for girls. You can't play in a big boy's world. Dressed up in ribbons and curls. A stoplight. Grocery store. She knows that there's gotta be more. 'Cause small towns are smaller for girls. She could put a name with every face in the town where she was raised. And everybody that she knew every move she made. So she stood behind the backstop playing Sweet 16 while the boys were stealing bases and reaching for their dreams. Small towns are smaller for girls. You can't play in a big boy's world. Dressed up in ribbons and curls, a stoplight and the grocery store. She knows that there's gotta be more. For a girl, she learned to dance around desire and act like the nice girls act. But the boys found all about love from the girls across the tracks while their souls burned.
was reading about New York City with her daddy's flashlight. Small towns are smaller for girls. You can't play in the big boy's world. Dressed up in ribbons and curls, stoplight and the grocery store. She knows that there's gotta be more. 'Cause small towns are smaller for girls. We'll be right back.
off the ground. It's time to meet and learn about this newfound me, the me I never knew before. Take my
Maria Williams and Humbled and Defanged from the album of the same name. Just love the rich rawness that she belts it out there with. We heard from Jaron Paxton before that, from his album Things Done Changed, track called What's Gonna Become of Me. And Jaron Paxton is most well known for, very well known for, his ability to reinterpret traditional Black music in a multifaceted way. And again, you know, a different kind of rawness to the music that he's playing, but he's really hammering it there on that track. And the rest of the album is actually quite blues oriented. Even though he plays both guitar and clawhammer banjo in a lot of what he does. You are tuned into a program called Roots and Berries here on Campus and Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Robin. I'm here on Fridays from noon to 1 o'clock with music that sounds sort of kind of mostly like the stuff that we've been listening to already today. Rootsy, bluegrassy, old-timey, fiddle and banjo-y, and duet-y. Often. I do have a sweet spot for the duet, especially with the male and female voice coming in together and creating this lovely, balancing, supportive sort of sound. And these two are up there in that realm of being able to do this very nicely. Caleb Clotter and Reeb Wilms, their album Gold in Your Pocket is pretty recent. And we're going to hear their track Last of My Kind to get this set kicked off here on Roots and Berries.
Today I came to realize I am the last of my kind. I know all my papa ever knew in half the time. Thank you.
see.